AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. We have a Triple Crown winner this year. Let's go live to AP correspondent Warren Levinson, who joins us at the Belmont Stakes in New York.
Carlotta, the drought is over. American Pharoah led wire to wire to win the Belmont Stakes, turning on the speed to stretch what had been a three-quarters of a length lead into something bigger after the last turn. The Bob Baffert-trained Bay Colt with the stubby tail outraced Frosted to win the Belmont and capture horse racing's Triple Crown, becoming the first horse to win the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont since Affirmed did it 37 years ago. Triple Crown comes on Baffert's fourth try at the trio. It was jockey Victor Espinosa's third attempt after falling just short last year aboard California Chrome. American Pharoah has won the 147th Belmont Stakes and the Triple Crown. Carlotta?
The AP's Warren Levinson live from the Belmont Stakes. A manhunt is underway for two convicted murderers who used power tools to cut through steel walls and escape from a maximum security prison near the Canadian border. Anthony Annucci, the acting commissioner of the New York State Department of Corrections, says it was an elaborate prison break.
There was a hole cut out of the back of the cell through which these inmates escaped. They went onto a catwalk, which is about six stories high. We estimate they climbed down and had power tools.
The escapees are described as dangerous individuals. They were discovered missing this morning from the Clinton Correctional Facility. Beau Biden is being remembered as a man who lived a full life working to serve others. President Obama spoke at the funeral for Vice President Joe Biden's son Beau today in Wilmington.
He did in 46 years what most of us couldn't do in 146. He left nothing in the tank. He was a man who led a life where the means were as important as the ends.
This is AP Radio News. In a few minutes, the Lightning and Blackhawks take to the ice as Tampa Bay tries to get even with Chicago in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
The Tampa Bay Lightning have been in this situation before, losing Game 1 for the third time in these playoffs. Tonight, they will try and even up the series at home when they square off with the Chicago Blackhawks for Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Blackhawks benefited from secondary scoring in Game 1. Tonight, they'll look for their core players to find the back of the net and special teams to capitalize on their chances. Tampa Bay has so far been unbeaten in Game 2s. They hope to continue that trend before heading up to the Windy City. Walt Marsicano, Tampa.
A country inn in Maine is going to the winner of an essay contest. The woman who ran the inn for more than two decades is retiring. She says a winner has been picked from among hundreds of 200-word essays on the subject, Why I Would Like to Own and Operate a Country Inn. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts, we do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.